There's something wrong with this world. According to a recent report, there are approximately 27 million people held in slavery in this world today. Maror is a Christian African from southern Sudan, and he was captured by Muslim Arabs from northern Sudan. Listen to his words. One day I told my abductor, Abderman, I want to go home. He got angry and tried to cut my throat. I was able to dodge, but his knife cut my eyebrow instead. He told me to call him father and said my name was Hassan Abderman. He said I was a Muslim. But I did not listen. There were lots of other Dinka children in the camp who were beaten. And one died. There's something wrong in this world. For over 20 years, the Karen minorities in Burma have been severely persecuted by the country's government troops. One of these victims is Rene Pa. The Burmese troops captured her and her family. Her husband and her 3-year-old son were killed. She and her 2 daughters survived. Listen to her words. They accused my husband of being a member of the Karen National Union and cut off his leg before they killed him. I was treated as a house slave for 2 years by an officer who took me back to Rangoon. The soldier legally adopted my daughter. She is still with him. After 2 years, Rene Pa escaped with only one of her 2 daughters. There's something wrong in this world. Millions of people in this world are victims of prostitution, of abortion, of poverty, and religious persecution. Powerful people are tormenting the weak. And we as middle-class Christians can sit back in our easy chairs and pretend that everybody else is just as comfortable as we are. There's something wrong in this world. It's wrong if we as Christians don't rise and try to help out those victims of injustice. But we won't even be able to make a dent in the problem unless we are willing to give our best into this effort to help out these victims. But how can we do this? None of us are Mother Teresa. None of us are Martin Luther King Jr. What does God expect normal people like us to do when there is so much injustice in this world?
God expects normal people like us to do when there is so much injustice in this world?
Malachi 2, verses 17 through chapter 3, verse 5 answers this question. This passage was written to a group of Jewish believers who were not accepting their responsibility for the problem of injustice. So through the prophet Malachi, God speaks to him. And he tells these people that they are wrong. And that in the area of social justice, that they need to obey two implied commands. And these are the commands that we need to obey in order to make an impact on the problem of injustice in this world. The first implied command is found in Malachi chapter 2, verse 17. You have wearied the Lord with your words. How have we wearied him, you ask? By saying, all who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord, and he is pleased with them. Or, where is the God of justice? The first implied commandment is this: do not judge God. In other words, it's wrong to blame God for the injustice in this world. There are a lot of people, even today in the 21st century, who still blame God for the injustice in this world. They believe that the problem of injustice is evidence that the God of justice does not exist. So here's their argument. If God were totally powerful, he could rescue the oppressed from injustice. Secondly, if God were totally loving, he would want to rescue the oppressed from injustice.
第二点,如果神是全爱的话,他就愿意把被压迫的从不公正中搭救出来。
Thirdly, God has not rescued the oppressed from injustice.
第三点,但是神并没有把他们搭救出来。
And the conclusion is, therefore, either God does not exist, or he is not a God of justice.
所以这就说明,结论是, 要不神不存在,要不他就不是一位公义的神。
The argument sounds pretty logical.
这个论点听起来还颇有逻辑。
But there are two reasons why it's wrong to blame God for the problem of injustice.
但是他错在两个地方。
First of all, it's morally wrong to blame God for the problem of injustice.
第一,为了不公正而怪罪于神,这是道义上的错误。
And this thought can be found in verse 17.
这个我们还可以看,回来看17节。
You have wearied the Lord with your words. How have we wearied him, you ask? By saying, all who are evil are good in the eyes of the Lord, and he is pleased with them. Or where is the God of justice?
你们用言语反锁耶和华,你们还说,我们在何事上反锁他呢?因为你们说凡行恶的耶和华看为善,并且他喜悦他们,或说公义的神在哪里呢?
It's morally wrong to blame God for the problem of injustice because it wearies him.
这样说是错的,因为这样的言语会反锁耶和华。
There are two reasons why God is wearied when we blame him for injustice. First of all, when we blame him for injustice, we get a wrong perception of who God is. God is not a weak God who is unable to help out the oppressed.
神不是一个无能的,不能搭救受欺压人的神,他也不是。
Neither is he a mean God or an apathetic God who does not want to help out the oppressed.
他也不是一个封官心或者吝啬小气的神，而拒绝搭救那些受欺压的人。
In reality, God is the powerful and loving God of justice.
相反的，在现实中，上帝是全能、全爱、全然公义的神。
To blame God for the problem of injustice is at best ungrateful and at worst is blasphemous.
人为世上的不公正而责怪神，严重的说来就是不感恩和亵渎。
It's also wrong to blame God for the problem of injustice because when we think that it's God's fault, we think that it's not our fault.
人这样犯了错误，还因为这样子的想法，就等于在说，既然这是神的错，那就不是我们的问题，那我就不需要做什么。
And then we think that we don't have any responsibility to do anything about it.
我们就不需要有责任去回应什么。
Many Christians unconsciously think if God really was concerned about the problem of injustice, He would do something about it.
很多基督徒也在下意识里这样想，如果神真的在乎这个不公正的问题，那他自己就会对付他了。
But since it seems like He's not doing anything about it, I guess I won't make it a very high priority in my life either.
但既然看起来他都没有做什么，那我也不需要把这个问题作为我个人的头等大事了。
And then we don't even lift a finger to help out those who have less than us, even though we have the ability to do so.
所以尽管有时候我们可以有能力，但是我们都不愿意抬一抬指头去帮助那些比我们不幸的人。
But blaming God for injustice is not only morally wrong, it's also logically wrong.
人因为不公义而责怪神，不仅是道义上错误，而且在逻辑上也错了。
This concept can be found in Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 5.
这个可以从经文的三章一到五节看出。
See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in the days gone by, as in former years. So I will come near to you for judgment. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers for their wages. Will oppress the widows and the fatherless and deprive aliens of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty.
万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者，在我前面预备道路。你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的，快要来到。他来的日子，谁能担当得起呢？他显现的日子，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之火之人的火，如瓢布之人的茧，他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。那时犹大和耶路撒冷所献的供物必蒙耶和华悦纳，仿佛古时之日上古之年。万军之耶和华说，我必临近你们施行审判，我必速速做见证，警戒行邪术的、犯奸淫的、起假誓的、亏负人之工价的、欺压
It's wrong to blame God for injustice because God has promised that someday He will judge the unjust.
做人这个错误是逻辑上的错误，因为上帝应许说有一天他会来审判不公正的人。
This passage says He will judge the sorcerers, the adulterers, perjurers, and powerful people who oppress the poor, the weak, and the powerless.
就像经文所说的，他会审判那些行邪术的、犯奸淫的、起假誓的、借权势欺压穷人弱者的。
At that point, the people who thought they did not need to fear God will find out that they should have feared God.
到那时，那些不敬畏神的人就会发现他们为什么要敬畏神。
So, though it may appear that God is not doing anything about the problem of injustice right now, the fact is that someday, in God's timing,We will find out that He will deal with the problem, and He will deal with the problem perfectly.
所以尽管看起来神没有在不公正的问题上做很多事情，但有一天我们会看到神在回应不公正的问题的时间表是完美的。
We will discover that though God is slow, He is never late. So why doesn't God rescue us and the oppressed from injustice right now? Doesn't he hear the cries of the oppressed? I remember when Eliza was a little baby. We wanted to train her to sleep through the whole night. There were nights when we would put her into bed and she would cry for an hour. In her little mind, she must have thought, where are the parents of justice? Either they are unable to help me, or they do not care about me. But in reality, neither theory was true. We certainly have the ability to pick her up and comfort her. And when we heard her cry, we were so tempted just to walk in and just give in and just pick her up and to let her fall asleep in our arms. But we realized that if we picked her up, she would never learn to sleep through the night. So we would listen to her cry. And we would quietly go into her room and pat her and maybe sing a little song and just try to comfort her without picking her up. However, every morning when she woke up, she always could count on us that we would be there to pick her up and to take care of her. And you know what?
知道吗?
Today she can sleep through the night.
现在她可以叫睡到天亮了。
That must be how God feels. God certainly is able to help out and to rescue the oppressed immediately. And I imagine that it must break his heart when he sees the oppressed suffering. But if he would rescue them immediately, it would ruin his perfect will. So God waits patiently. He comforts us through His Holy Spirit, and through His Word, and through other believers. But He doesn't rescue us. He doesn't pick us up today. And 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 explains why. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some people understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Who is God being patient with? First of all, He is being patient with the oppressor. God hates the sin of terrorism. But God loves the terrorists. And He wants them to have a chance to repent from their sins so that He would not have to judge them. Secondly, God is being patient with the oppressed.
He
wants them to develop the character qualities of endurance and of faith. These qualities will prepare them for eternity. To rescue them too early would be like breaking open the cocoon before the butterfly breaks it for himself.
立刻去搭救他们，就如同蝴蝶在自己破茧之前，就人就去帮忙把那个茧弄破一样。
They would not be fully developed.
那样生命就还没有成长完备。
Thirdly, he waits because he wants to give us Christians the opportunity to help out the oppressed.
第三，上帝忍耐等候，是因为他希望给蒙福的基督徒一个机会，去帮助那些受欺压的人。
In other words, he wants to give us a chance to be heroes.
也就是说，他给了我们机会，可以成为时代的英雄。
So according to Malachi chapter 3 verses 1 through 4, God will someday judge the unjust.
根据马拉基书三章一到四节，上帝将来有一天会来审判不公正。
But when did or when does this Old Testament prophecy come true?
但这个预言什么时候实现过吗？或者会实现吗？
Well, it's partially fulfilled in Christ's first coming, but it will be totally fulfilled.During his second coming.
在基督第一次来的时候有部分实现了，但要在基督第二次来的时候完全实现。
And how was Malachi chapter 3 verses 1 through 4 fulfilled in the chapter 1 verses 3 through 5 fulfilled in the first coming of Jesus Christ?
那马拉基书三章一到四节的经文是怎样在基督第一次来的时候实现的呢？
Well, first of all, the prophecy of the messenger who would prepare the way of the Lord is fulfilledIn Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
首先，使者要在主面前预备道路，就在马太福音三章一到三节中实现了。
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the desert, Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him.
首先，有施洗的约翰当时出来，在犹太的旷野传道说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。先知以赛亚说：“在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。”
Both Malachi and Isaiah prophesied that John the Baptist would someday come to prepare people for the Son of God's appearing.
先知马拉基和以赛亚都曾经预言说，施洗约翰会来预备神子的道路。
When Jesus later fulfilled the prophecy of coming quickly to the temple, when he came to the temple and he drove out the money changers who were trying to oppress the poor by charging them exorbitant prices for their sacrifices, sacrificial animals.
后来耶稣也实现了说主要快来到殿中的预言，就是他曾到圣殿驱逐那些兑换钱币的人，因为他们是通过高价买卖牺牲的动物来欺负穷人。
His sermons about social justice were like a refining fire that separated those who cared for social justice from those who did not care for it.
他关于社会公正的讲道就像炼金之人的火一样，将那些关心社会公正的和那些漠不关心的人分开。
His death on the cross was like a launderer's soap in that it cleansed people in their souls so that they would have the power and the ability to have the desire to help those who are oppressed.
他在十字架上的受死如同漂布之人的茧一样，将人自己的罪洗净，使他们再有力量可以为公正站起来。
In fact, his message and his death ended up purifying and refining the Levites. Take a look at Acts chapter 6 verse 7.
事实上，他的信息和他的死最终将一些利未人洁净炼净。因为我们可以看到在使徒行传六章七节说。
In this passage, Luke writes, a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
作者杜加写道说也有许多祭司信从了这道。
And the priests were from the tribe of Levite.
祭司就是从利未的支派来的。
But Jesus did not fully fulfill Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 through 5 during his first coming.
但耶稣在他第一次来临的时候并没有完全实现马拉基这里的预言。
Obviously, injustice is commonplace today.
今天很明显的，我们看到处处还是有不公正。
And many oppressors still remain unrefined and uncleansed. However, during Christ's second coming, he will fully fulfill Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 by judging the unjust.
但当基督第二次来临的时候，神子将会完全实现马太福音这里的预言，要来审判不公正的人。
We don't have time to look at these different passages in Revelations in detail.
我们可能没有太多时间去看起初的这些经文。
But I'll just mention a few things from the book.
我就只是提几段。
In Revelations 11, the Apostle John reports that there will be two witnesses.Who will have a prophetic ministry shortly before the return of Christ.
在启示录第十一章，使徒约翰说，将来会有两个见证人来传道说预言，就是在基督再来临之前。
One of these witnesses is probably the prophet that Malachi predicted about.
其中的一个见证人可能就是先知马拉基所说的预备道路的那位使者。
He will prepare the way for the Lord.In Revelation chapter 7, it is recorded that 12,000 Levites will become servants of God in the years before the Lord will return the second time.
启示录七章说，在基督要来再临之前的几年，会有12,000立位人成为神的仆人。
This might be the fulfillment of the prophecy that the Levites would be purified.
这可能要实现这个预言，就是说立位人要被洁净。
And in Revelations chapter 19 through 22, we see how Jesus fulfills the prophecy of judging the unjust and of accepting the offerings of those who are just.
在启示录十九章到二十二章，我们看到基督将实现同时审判欺压者。和接受那些已经称义的信徒所献的祭，这样子的预言。
He will judge the oppressed by condemning them to hell.
他对于欺压者的审判就是把他们投入地狱。
He will demonstrate that he has accepted the offerings of the righteous by letting them live with him forever in heaven.
对于那些义者，他会邀请他们在天国与他们同在。
The offering of the righteous that is accepted is the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So let's look at the argument against the existence of the God of justice. How should we change this argument to take into account the fact that Jesus will someday judge the unjust?
我们怎样来纠正一下这几个观点，用加进这个信息，就是神主他要来审判不公正的人。
Well, the first two statements remain the same.
头两个观点还是原来的。
If God were totally powerful, he could rescue the oppressed from injustice.
如果上帝是上帝是全能的，他会解救那些欺压者。
And if God were totally loving, he would want to rescue the oppressed from injustice.
如果上帝是全爱的，他会愿意解救那些受欺压的人。
But we need to change the third proposition by adding the word yet.
但第三个观点，我们就需要加一个词，就是 yet.
So that it reads, God has not rescued the oppressed from injustice yet.
就是神还没有搭救那些被欺压的人脱离不公正。
The extra word in the third proposition totally changes the conclusion.
所以加这一个词就会把我们的最终结论改变。
So the new conclusion is this.
我们就有一个新的结论。
Therefore, the God of justice will rescue the oppressed from injustice in the future.
所以公义的神未来一定会将受欺压的搭救出来，脱离不公正。
In the area of social justice, if we want to give our best to the master, we must not only refuse to judge God, but we also must choose to judge ourselves.
谈到社会不公正，我们除了说不要枉问神，如果我们要把自己最好的献出，我们还要来选择对自己有一个评判。
In Malachi chapter 3, verse 2, Malachi writes, But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap.
在马拉基书三章二节，先知马拉基说，他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的碱。
In this verse, Malachi challenges his readers to evaluate their own lives to determine whether God would someday judge them because of the way that they had treated the oppressed.
在这句经文，先知马拉基挑战每一个读到他的人说，要对自己的生命做一个评估，看是不是有一天神会在这点他们对待受欺压之人这个问题上审判他们。
In other words, in the area of social justice, we need to ask ourselves the question, am I giving of my best to the master?
换句话说，我们要需要问一下自己，在社会公正这个问题上，我有没有把最好的献给主？
As 1 Corinthians 11:31 states, but if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment.
就如哥林多前书11:3所说，我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
So we need to judge ourselves.
所以我们需要审查自己。
Is there even a hint of injustice inside of us?
在我们自己里面还有没有那么一点点一些的不公义
Do we ever use our power to oppress those who are weaker than us?
我们有没有曾经或者现在征用自己的权利欺压那些比我们弱小的
Yeah. For those of us who are husbands and fathers, we need to ask ourselves, do we ever use our greater physical strength to abuse their wife or children?
我们做丈夫和做父亲的，我们要问一下，我们是不是曾经借着我们体力比较强壮，虐待我们的妻子或者孩子呢
？In our business practices, do we ever take advantage of those who are poorer than us?
在我们工作环境中，我们有没有曾经借机占过别人的便宜
？Do we play dirty office politics so that we can step over those who are weaker than us?
我们有没有曾经在工作中借用一些手段、一些政治手段、策略，让自己高升过别人呢
？But God will not only judge the unjust; He will also judge the uninvolved.
上帝他不仅是要审判那些不公正的，他同时也要审判那些没有参与的。
Proverbs chapter 24 verses 11 and 12 say the following.
箴言24:10-12说
Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. He say, but we knew nothing about this. Does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done?
箴言说你在患难之日若胆怯你的力量就微小人被拉到死地你要解救人将被杀你需拦阻你若说这是我未曾知道那衡量人心的岂不明白吗保守你命的岂不知道吗他岂不按个人所行的报应个人吗
This passage is saying that if we see or if we know somebody being oppressed but we refuse to do anything about it God considers us guilty
这句经文说如果我们看到谁正在受欺压而我们不去做什么神就会看我们有罪
I think a lot of us could say but we don't really know anybody that has been oppressed
我想可能很多人会说我们并不认识谁是被欺负被欺压的
But we need to look closer around us
但是我们需要看我们周围的人
Perhaps we know somebody that has been abused physically or emotionally
可能我们身边的朋友家人就会有一些遭受一些身体上或者情绪上的虐待
God wants us to help
神需要你去帮助他
Perhaps we know a refugee or an immigrant who has come to this country and is having difficulty adjusting to the new culture
可能我们会认识一些刚来的移民或者是少数的族裔他们来到这个国家可能会受到一些排斥或歧视他们也需要帮助
We need to do what we can to help
我们需要尽我们自己能所能的去帮助他们
Perhaps we know an unpopular person who is being ostracized by those who don't think that they're good enough
可能我们还会遇到认识一些朋友他们不太受欢迎可能被人在社交圈子里被人隔离被人排斥
We need to do our part to help.
我们也需要尽自己的责去帮助他。
But I think that God would want us to go beyond those people we know to help out other people that we don't know.
我相信神会希望我们去关心一些人是在你圈子之外的这些人。
I think last Sunday was a great example of the people from this church and the people of this community. In one sense, doing our best to help out a sister that we know, but also the possibility of helping out Asian Americans that we do not know.
我觉得上周的那个 Home Mary Drive 我们就做了一个很好的见证，就是我们是因为我们的一个姐妹的事情发起这个，但是我们可以帮助到很多就是亚裔的一些人。
And I commend those of you who are involved in the Home Mary Drive.
我希望可以在这里赞美大家这样的做法。
But there are many other opportunities to help out the oppressed here in Ithaca.
在这里在 Ithaca 还有一些其他的方法可以去帮助那些有需要的人。
There are opportunities to help out unwed mothers.
可以帮助一些就是未婚妈妈。
Or refugees who have been persecuted in other countries.
或者是从其他国家就是逃出来的难民。
Our church is considering seriously of taking a mission trip to Brooklyn to help out children of Chinese factory workers.
我们将会在夏天希望有一个短宣，就是去 Brooklyn 帮助一些在一些中国工厂的一些工人的孩子。
You may be aware of people who are oppressed in your homeland.
可能你们也会知道，在自己的国家里面有一些受逼迫的人。
The truth is that we cannot get involved in every single good project that's out there.
但实际情况，我们不能够参与每一个可以就是有需要的群体的事工。
But just because the problem is so overwhelming, doesn't mean that we can't do something.
但不是说这个事情这个不公正的现象如此的普遍严重，我们就什么都不能做。
We need to take a stand to do something and do something now.
我们需要做，而且是现在。
For as John F. Kennedy once said, "If not us, who?"
John Kennedy 说过，如果不是我们去做，又有谁呢？
If not now, when?
如果不是现在去做，那有什么时候呢？
Thank you.